This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, talking this morning with Howard Wilkinson. The midterm elections are about a year and a half away, and they are already on the minds of the party leaders. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about Ohio's first congressional district. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you've written the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, it's also called the DCCC, is actively seeking a strong candidate to run next year against incumbent Republican Steve Chabot in the first congressional district. Why does the DCCC think Chabot's vulnerable?
They look at a lot of districts around the country, and it's not specifically the first district, but they look at the atmosphere, and they see Donald Trump's poll numbers keep plummeting. They're betting on a year from now that he is going to be extremely unpopular, that the Republicans in Congress, including people like Steve Chabot, are going to be very unpopular because of votes like the American Health Care Act, the Republican version of Obamacare, and other factors like that. And they look at Steve Chabot, and they think that because Trump only won that district by 7 percentage points last year, which was the lowest among all the congressional districts in Ohio that are held by Republicans, that he's vulnerable.
Well, why should that make a difference, what Trump does versus how Chabot performs?
I don't know. That's one of those standards that they look at, the 7 points for Trump. But, the fact is that Chabot outperformed Trump by 8 percentage points over a Democrat, Michelle Young. So it's not really that, bad a situation for Chabot as it might appear.
Now, are the Democrats in Washington going to target this race?
They are right now. There's a list that was put out in late January by the DCCC of 58 congressional districts that they plan to target. And one of them was Ohio's first congressional district. Now, I don't know if that's going to remain on the list. That list may be pared down. But that would mean if they target this district that they would pour an enormous amount of money into it and try to knock off Steve Chabot.
Who in particular is the DCCC looking at?
I think the first person they're looking at is Todd Portune, the Hamilton County Commissioner, because he has shown in Hamilton County that he has kind of a crossover appeal to Democrats and Republicans. And they're looking at Alicia Reese, state representative, who's term limited out. And I think they're also looking at P.G. Sittenfeld, the city council member, who is younger, who can appeal to the millennial types and maybe, bring out more progressive type voters.
Do you think the whole thing is winnable for the Democrats?
Everything is winnable. It's not going to be easy. If they do target this race and they do have a candidate like, say, Todd Portune, they're still going to have to pour a great deal of money into this race. And it will never be easy, but I would never say it's impossible.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.